God does not force himself on anyone. He offers life and salvation, the peace which comes from knowing that your sins are forgiven, to all people. Each person has the right to reject God's gracious gift, for God did not create us to be robots, but intelligent beings. This week the Church prays, O God, you declare your almighty power above all in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant us such a measure of your grace that we may obtain your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasures. How does the Gospel reading, which we heard last Sunday, reinforce the truth that God's power is found in mercy and pity, not in a show of force? And when Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. The Father sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to pay the price of our sin. Jesus willingly took on our human flesh, placed himself under God's law, and fulfilled that law perfectly. Yet, in his innocence, he was crucified because he took your sin and mine upon himself, suffering death and condemnation, so that you and I may live with him for all eternity. The sinless Son of God wept in grief and sorrow for those who were about to put him to death. He never desired their destruction. He never desired their condemnation. His death and resurrection covered their sin as much as it covers the sins of those who do not reject God's offer of life. May our Lord grant that we hear of his mercy and pity and believe in Jesus as our Redeemer. Amen.